friends of the house, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhagavananda, Sri Vedagadhara, Sri Shiva Bhakta Vindhija, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Shantana Radha Kali Kali Guru Dhaka Jaya, Sri Vrindavan Dhan, Jaya, Ganga Jamona Tosti Bhakta Vindhija, Ananta Gopi Vaishnava Vindhija, Samabhata Bhakta Vindhija, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Reading from Canto 4 Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 24 verse 29. Swadhanam
Swadhanam
Nishta
Satta
Satam Janmavi
Janmavi
Umam
Virinchatam
Abhyakritam bhagavato vaishnavam
one who is situated in his own dharma,
one who is situated in his own dharma,
shata janmadi, 100
births,
Kama, the living entity,
Virinchatam,
host of Lord Brahma,
deity,
gets, chata, thereafter,
param,
above,
he,
certainly, attains me, avyakritam,
without deviation,
Bhagavata, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
atta,
therefore,
Vaishnavam,
pure devotee of the Lord,
padam,
host,
yata,
aham, I, vibhuta,
demigod,
after the annihilation of the material world. Translation: a person who executes his occupational duty properly for 100 births, he is qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. And if he becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu can unalloy a devotional service. He is immediately promoted to the spiritual planets. Lord Shiva and the demigods attain these planets after the destruction of this material world. Therefore, this verse gives an idea of the highest perfection of the evolutionary process as described by the Vaishnava. Bhova Jayadev Goswami Pralaya Payodija Vlayatavana Sibeda. Let us begin tracing the evolutionary process from the point of devastation when the whole universe is filled with water. At that time, there are many fishes and aquatics. And from these aquatics evolved creepers and trees. From these insects and reptiles evolved, and from them birds and beasts and human beings, and finally civilized human beings. Now the civilized human being is at a junction where he can make further evolutionary progress in spiritual life. Here it is stated that when a living entity comes to a civilized form of life, that must be Svadharma. Social divisions guarding one's work and qualifications. This is indicated in Bhagavad Gita. According to the three laws of material nation, the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. In civilized human society, there must be the divisions of Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, and everyone must properly execute his occupational duty in accordance with his division. Here it's described that it does not matter whether one is a Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. If one sticks to his position and properly executes his particular duties, consider that civilized human being. Otherwise, he's no better than an animal. It is also mentioned here that whoever executes occupational duty for 100 births, for instance, if a Brahmin continues to act as a Brahmin, he is eligible for promotion to Brahma Loka, a planet where Lord Brahma lives. There is also a planet called Shiva Loka, Sada Shiva Loka, which is situated in a marginal position between the spiritual and material worlds. If after being situated in Brahma Loka one becomes more qualified, he's Brahma Purusa, Sada Shiva Loka. Similarly, when one becomes even more qualified, he can take the Vaikuntha Lokas. The Vaikuntha Lokas are targets for everyone, even the demigods, and they can be attained by a devotee who has no desire for a material benefit. As indicated in Bhagavad Gita, one does not escape material miseries, even if he's elevated to Brahma Loka. Similarly, one is not very safe, even if he's promoted to Shiva Loka, because the planet of Shiva Loka is marginal. However, if one attains the Vaikuntha Loka, he attains the highest perfection of life and the end of the evolutionary process. In other words, it is confirmed herein that a person in human society who has developed consciousness must take to Krishna consciousness in order to be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka or Krishna Loka immediately after leaving the body. A devotee who is fully in Krishna consciousness, who is not attracted by any other loka or planet, including Brahma Loka or Shiva Loka, is immediately transferred to Krishna Loka. That is the highest perfection of life and the perfection of the evolutionary process. A person who executes occupational duty properly from 100 births becomes qualified to occupy the post of Brahma, and if he becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu, not a Lord devotional service, is immediately promoted to the spiritual planets. Lord Shiva and other demigods attain these planets after the destruction of the material world. Oh. He's got evolution here. Here we have praise for the devotee. The previous verse was concerning Shiva, and he's very affectionate towards the devotees. So, this verse is a glorification of the devotee in comparison to other persons. So he talks about those people who follow Karma Yoga and follow Swadharma, that is Varnashram rules. And what happens, they can go to ultimately Brahmaloka by that process. But of course we know Brahmaloka is also destructible, and people there have to get up their material bodies. So it's not an end, it's not a final goal, which is eternal. That is some sort of enticement for people in the material world who have material desires. They can go higher up and get more enjoyment. But it is not a final solution. And of course, one can go higher than that and worship Lord Shiva. But as we know here, Lord Shiva actually is affectionate towards the devotees, and he's a devotee of Supreme Lord. So therefore, it's logical that we go to the highest position and simply worship the Supreme Lord and attain the Supreme Lord. So that is actually what is stated here. Even the demigods, whatever they attain after they've done their duties and whatever planet they attain, they also aspire for going to the spiritual world. So this is in terms of getting to higher and higher consciousness and higher bodies, etc. So, how high does it go? So there's an end, just as we can say that the devatas are in one position, human beings are in another position, animals in another position. So we have different bodies. And then finally we get the devatas, then we get Lord Shiva, then we get Vishnu. Is there anything beyond God? No. There's a stop point right there. So similarly in terms of places also, there's only so far you can go, and then there's a final point. So you can go in the material world from Patala Loka to Earth Planet, to Svarga Loka, up to Brahma Loka, to Shiva Loka, and then you go to Vaikuntha, that's it. No further place. It's a final end of everything. So, of course, we expect the final goal will be the highest, it will be perfect. So that is exactly what the highest place is. It is perfect. The highest person is perfect. So Supreme Lord is perfect, and His place is perfect. So there's no birth and death and all these other problems we have in the material world. And there's no rebirth, etc. So that is why Krishna promises, you come to me, you don't come back. Once you get there, there's no more birth and death. So, this is known because of scripture. Otherwise we cannot know. We cannot experiment. We don't know. We can speculate, but we can't really know. So we rely on scripture to understand this. There is a final point. What is that final point? Who is there, etc.? We have to get all that from scripture. So that we get from the Vedic literatures. And, of course, the Vedic literatures are various, and it's a little confusing, because we do have devatas glorified also, and the Puranas will glorify Lord Shiva as supreme, whatever. Devi Purana will glorify Durga as supreme. And so we'll get all sorts of confusion also. So, for that purpose, we also have to come to a conclusion and consolidate the meaning of all the scriptures. So it's difficult for most people to do, but the acharyas do that. So they consolidate all the meaning and come up with a conclusion. Of course, Vedavyasa also did this in the Brahma Sutras. He comes up with a conclusion there. But that is difficult for a lot of people to follow. They don't understand the sutras, so it's a little difficult for them.
So for that reason, Vedavyasa wrote the Puranas and Mahabharata to make the conclusion easier for people. But even then, he didn't really come up with a conclusion because he provided for worshipping different devatas for different goals, etc., and the people in different gunas. So that is why Narada Muni requested finally, you don't do that, you just simply point out the highest thing of all. That's all. What is the bare minimum truth? And don't tell people to go anywhere else, to Brahma Loka or Shiva Loka or anywhere. So you just give them the highest goal, the highest person, and you recommend that. Highest process. And so that is what is contained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, we also get that in the Bhagavad Gita. And so both works have a similar conclusion. So we have to go to those works to actually find out what the scriptures say. We have to go to scriptures to get the conclusion, but to get that conclusion, then we have to actually search. So the best works to search are Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Even then, it's a little confusing, because everyone can get their own interpretation. So we have to go by the meaning of the acharyas even for that. Otherwise, you can glorify Karma Yoga and Bhagavad Gita or Gyan Yoga or anything. So, we go by what the acharyas conclude. That is not irrational. It is analyzing the text intelligently and finding out the initial goal and the seeing the conclusion and seeing the supporting statements, that's all. And contrary statements are explained in the context of the main conclusion. So that is what is done for the Bhagavad Gita and for the Bhagavatam. So though we saw in the previous chapters, Karma Yoga was glorified because Prithu was setting an example for the people. So that was glorified. But the conclusion even there, in the words of Prithu himself, is worship of the Supreme Lord. And he set that example when he took Vanaprastha, and then he meditated on the Supreme Lord. Here Lord Shiva is stating the final conclusion also. So don't involve yourself in Karma Yoga. It will get you up to Brahma Loka. If you do Nishkama Karma Yoga for 100 births, then you can go to Brahma Loka. But that is not the goal. So if you do Jnana, then you can get to Brahma. Yoga, liberation to Brahman, still not the goal. So, highest goal is to go to the spiritual world, that is Vaikuntha. Right? And you do that by worshipping the Supreme Lord. So that means the process is bhakti, and the person worshipped is Vishnu or Krishna. And that's the end point, that's the highest position of all. So, therefore, in this verse indicates that bhakti is superior to other processes, and it does not depend on these processes. The other processes are limited. They give you a limited goal. Svadharma gets you up to Brahma Loka, Jnana gets you up to liberation, but bhakti gets you to the spiritual world. So, here it does not say that the Vaishnava has to perform Jnana or Karma Yoga or Varnashram or anything. His going to the spiritual world depends upon his bhakti only. So this means bhakti is independent of these other processes. There's no dependence at all. So, here he is glorifying the devotee, the Vaishnava, which he has previously mentioned in the previous verse. He says the devotees are very dear to me. And he's also glorifying the goal. Of course, the goal is not simply to get the spiritual world or Salokya. The goal of the Vaishnava is actually simply worship the Supreme Lord, bhakti itself. The devotees attain a position of pure devotion. That is their goal. Others may desire to go to Brahmaloka or whatever, go to other places. But and of course, if one is a little higher, maybe one may want to go to Vaikuntha Loka. That's also there. But that also contaminates the bhakti. So therefore, the real devotees who are practicing pure devotion do not even desire to go to Vaikuntha. They simply desire to serve the Lord. But in order to facilitate their bhakti, the Lord gives them a place, a suitable place, that is, a spiritual place, not a material place, and a spiritual form, a spiritual body, to do that. So they get Sarupya and Salokya automatically. Of course, sometimes the Lord comes in the material world and devotees can also come there. But at that point, they are not part of the material world and they don't have material bodies. But their permanent position is in the spiritual world. So that is the goal of the devotee, simply to serve the Lord. And automatically, the place and the form, etc., are supplied by the Lord as suitable for his service to the Lord. So here Shiva is stating what is the highest goal. Lord Chaitanya discusses in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are various positions in the material world, various goals, etc. Higher and higher goals. This is we have higher and higher species like this. And finally, one could become civilized and become part of the Varnashram system. Human being is supposed to be the top. Then you become a human being, then you become a civilized human being, you follow Varnashram, Dharma. Then maybe you could become a Devata. And that's about the limit you could get in the material world, up to Brahma. So, higher than that is the Vaishnava. Vaishnava is the highest point of all. And beyond that, there's nothing. One could be a Brahman or something else, but higher than everyone else is the Vaishnava. One cannot become God. So the jiva can only become a Vaishnava. That's the highest position. And when he does so, then the Lord supplies what is favorable. That is spiritual body, spiritual place, etc. It is favorable for his bhakti. So in this way, the Shiva is glorifying the devotee. Of the position of being a devotee and the process of bhakti as being the sole process where you would perform it.
And you mentioned even once you have decided to go to Vaikuntha, still you contaminate it and you have to worship Vishnu. Worship only Vishnu.
What's that?
You have to go to Vaikuntha, you still contaminate it.
Yeah. Well, it's contaminated in one sense. You may not have such material desires, but the desire to attain a place rather than attain service will weaken the bhakti. So you can get Salokya, Sarasi, Samipya, etc. So people who do karma, misra, bhakti, that's what they get, ultimately. They get a place in the spiritual world. They are pure. They're no longer contaminated. The bhakti is weak. As a result of this, so their relationship with the Lord is also weak, distant relationship.
Some people
They can go to Vaikuntha ultimately. The Lord will take them there, but their bhakti is weak, so therefore they don't get a real relationship with the Lord, a strong relationship. Yeah, they won't have any material desires. They'll have a spiritual desire. I want to go to the spiritual world. But that weakens their desire for service. Mainly following one's duties without desire. some bhakti, little bhakti.
So again, the
more attachment to doing the duties than anything else.
Even again, the translation says, not to my person, sorry to go to the spiritual friend, not even one.
Yeah, Shiva of course is in a special position. There is a Shiva in Vaikuntha also. But he's a different Shiva from the other Shiva. Well, Sada Shiva is a term generally used. Sometimes it just means Shiva, sometimes it means a form of Vishnu. Yeah, so it's the name of Vishnu also. And there's also a Shiva in the spiritual world because there are also devatas in the spiritual world around Vaikuntha. And they serve the Lord there, but they are different entities. They're devotees, all devotees of the Supreme Lord, obviously.
Maharaj, when the Prabhupada is talking about civilized society, is he talking about the
following
of Varnashram
Dharma?
Varnashram
Dharma, yeah.
So today, it's not a civilized society?
No. But if we do devotion, we're beyond that. Higher.
So are they from this one or are they from the
spiritual world?
No, there are two types of Shiva. Rudra Shiva and Kadakiva. So it's a Kadakiva and the spiritual world.
There's many Shivas. As I said, there's 11 Shivas expansions in the material world. Many different expansions.
Huh?
Rudra is another name of Shiva. That's all. It means angry. Yeah. Or crying, actually, crying. It also means angry. Well, he also pleases people. Asatosh, he pleases people by giving them their material desires. But he can also destroy. He's a destroyer. Destroys everything. Generally, Brahma does. Other Deva does, not necessarily. But Brahma Loka does. What is that?
Ritu Maharaj.
Yeah.
Buddha, Parashuram. Are all three Sakti Vishwas.
Narada, Kumaras, Kalki.
I remember Ritu Maharaj and Parashuram, he had the markings and the spirit and his
Well, they can have the symbols of God also. Auspicious symbols. Even normal people can have those symbols, some of them.
So when you say Sakti Vaishnavas, they are jivas.
No. But they have eternal forms.
So they are eternally in the heaven.
Yeah.
Devotees in this are practicing bhakti in order to attain spiritual goal, to serve Krishna and Goloka, or to find any devotees, spending time to visit Vishnu temples, divinations, and performing austerities in one division temples, not true, but possessing the case of devotees between Vishnu and Krishna Avenue.
If they concentrate always on that, then they go to Vishnu. If you, whatever you think of, you attain that. So if there's more concentration on Vishnu, you'll attain Vishnu. Well, there's many types of Vaishnavas. Vaishnava, there's many types. Pure, of course, that means pure. But there's many types. One who has faith is called a Vaishnava. One who starts practicing sadhana is a Vaishnava. one who attains Nishta as a Vaishnava, one who's got Bhava as a Vaishnava, one who has Prema as a Vaishnava. But they're all Vaishnavas.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he was angry at him.
I'm a Vaishnava, but I'm not a Vaishnava.
Well, actually, one should not think one is a, one should only think one is a servant of the servant of the servant, actually. Actually, we should be proud of our position. What's that?
Is it possible to go to Goloka by worshiping Vishnu?
No. Well, that's, of course, it's a spiritual world in that sense, generally. That's all. From where?
From Brahmaloka.
Some devotee reaches Brahmaloka, a Shivaloka, and if they practice Bhakti Yoga there, chanting the holy name. They can go from there to
Vishnu Loka,
or they
have to take
money
to body and take profit. Go from there. What's that? It will depend on the person. The devotees always pray to take word of birth in Varsha. As it is favorable. Of course, the problem with the heavenly planets is a little too comfortable, so they don't have the, and even in Brahmaloka, they may not have that desire, strong desire to do their bhakti. Whereas in the earth planet, because they have a reminder of the different pains, etc., of birth and death, they get a little more intense in their devotion. Well, I suppose that is a reflection of the idea that we accept the suffering of humanity upon us or something like that, which is a Christian concept. Christ, he accepted all the sins of everybody like that. So then people want to imitate that, I suppose. That's what they want to do.
नरंतरा शिशु शिवत भागदंत की
जय
जयनाथ भगवान महाराज की
जय
स्वयं के सचिव के सचिव को पाद की
जय
जय गोपालन
Give her, she will give her.